Bill Cohan, who chairs the CPC, explains that Article 9A concerns a parcel of land that abuts Stevens Field on Sandwich Street.
It's an amazing piece of land where we can increase the size of Stevens Field, a waterfront park in our downtown area, and create a pedestrian entrance, create additional parking, and also create a scenic overlook where people can stop along Sandwich Street and look out at the bay.
Also, Cohan says, expected sea level rises in this low-lying area have been encroached upon by storms.
And we want to make an accommodation for that by moving back our infrastructure under the new Stevens Field plan. This acquisition is a higher elevation, it's away from the water, it will allow us to move infrastructure back, and we can use the open space of Stevens Field for ball games and tennis and basketball play.
Article 9B is a recommendation for the acquisition of about 34 acres off Long Pond Road that abuts Camelot Park and Russell Mills Pond.
Importantly, there is a parcel that the county owns in Camelot Park called the Woodlot. They have put it out to bid. It is being strip mined. They are removing sand and gravel. That is not a friendly use to this water resource. This parcel would buffer the county's activities to the north in that commercial area, protecting this water supply and this habitat.
The Select Board will review these articles at the meeting today at 5 o'clock. In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.